Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends, I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal football and playoff baseball Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, you, and the great Brian Anderson, friend of the show, who is in between manager interviews right now ahead of calling game 4 of the NLCS tonight for Turner Sports, doing an amazing job with Ron Darling and Jeff Rancor, Lauren Shahadi absolutely killing it. This studio show that Turner Sports is putting on for the, with our friend Adam Lefko, who's going to join us on the show next week, Pedro and Jimmy Rollins and Curtis Granderson. This is top-notch A-plus production, and the headliner of it, the number one starter, is our guest at this time, joining us from the field in Los Angeles, and we absolutely love that, the great Brian Anderson, BA. Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Femi, how are you?
Nick and Femi, I'm so glad to be with you. I'm down here on the field at Dodger Stadium. Makes me want to just throw a Pro V1 down on the grass and just take a beaver pelt. The perfect conditions here on the Love field at Dodger Stadium.
Can you set the scene for us? That's really cool. On the field at Dodger Stadium hours before an NLCS game. Like, what's happening?
It's very newsworthy that you would ask that, because we talk about these things all the time, but it's really where you see the secret sauce. So Max Muncy and Mookie Betts are out here, and Chris Woodward, the first base coach who also handles the infielders, and Ron Renicki and Jose Vizcaino, kind of the infield coaches. They're just doing all these small drills, like these, you know, these hand drills, these reaction drills, hand-eye coordination drills. And we think about these guys as superstars, and Mookie Betts made probably the best play, defensive play of this series in the ninth inning yesterday of game 3, that jump throw, looked like Jeter. Every day we watch the Dodgers do this. The Brewers do the same, but as we speak right now, the Dodgers are on the field doing all their drills and all these little things that would feel very tedious. And if you tried to present that to a, you know, a high school team, and you're asking them to be great at what they do, and you're doing these little tiny drills that are, you know, happening in a 5 foot box, they'd probably get bored and move on. But that's what big leaguers do. They do all the little things necessary and the repetition necessary every day to prepare for those incredible moments that show up on our air.
And there have been a lot of them. NBA, obviously, in this series, the vast majority of them for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So just for context, and this is not like a crazy opinion, right? The Dodgers were favored in betting markets heading into the series. I felt like the Dodgers were going to win the series. I don't know if I thought it was going to play out like this, where the Dodgers could potentially sweep tonight. So I guess I don't want to ask you, like, are you surprised the Dodgers are up? Because, like, they were favored, obviously, coming into the series. Are you surprised that they're up 3-0 with a chance to sweep tonight in Los Angeles with Shohei Ohtani on the mound?
Yes, for sure. And more specifically, I'm really surprised the Brewers are completely out of character offensively. And that credit goes to the Dodgers. I think some blame goes to the Brewers as well. But I've followed the Brewers and watched this team all year. As you know, I do Brewers television during the regular season as well. So I have not seen this version of the Brewers team at all. And a lot of that has to do with approach at the plate. They've scored 3 runs in 3 games. I mean, they've scored 1 run in each of the first 3 games. The Dodgers offensively aren't doing much. I mean, we were just having this conversation about who do we think is the MVP of the series. And obviously there are more games to play out. We're only 3 games in, but it's hard to land on one right now because, you know, they've gotten unbelievable pitching. They really haven't had any major offensive breakthroughs. It's been a lot of guys for the Dodgers that have delivered in some of these little small pockets. But they haven't hit that much. And the Brewers' approach offensively is probably worth some scrutiny at this point. They look totally out of character from what I saw all year. So that's really the biggest surprise for me.
When Terang doesn't stick his leg out in the bottom of the 9th of Game 1, it's tough to boil things down to one play. I come on the air the next day. This is my job to do this, right? And I'm like, hey, like, the Brewer season ends when Terang doesn't get hit by that pitch and he strikes out on the next pitch. Is that like a crazy thing to say? Like, if he gets hit by that pitch, like, the game is tied. Maybe the Brewers win that game. I thought in the moment, like, it's done. Am I placing too much emphasis on one play, BA?
That's very poetic for sure and thematic, but it's
sports talk radio.
First of all, it's impossible to tell your brain to not get out of the way of a pitch coming right at your kneecap. I mean, even the way he hits, he's a light-footed hitter anyway, meaning he's a rhythm guy. Like, he's not like haunched down, digging in. He's not that kind of hitter. So he's got good feet anyway. There's no way he's going to stay in there, especially your brain's not working that fast. Also, I would have only tied the game. So, you never know where that game was going to go. And I thought that was a big play. Obviously, Game 1 was significant, but the Brewers had just come off a very energetic and adrenaline-filled series with their biggest rival, the Cubs, winning in 5. So, I think there's some attrition there, especially from a pitching perspective, that the Dodgers are now starting to reap the benefits of. Dave Roberts always talks about the tax that you pay when you use pitchers, especially your best relievers in what is known as a down game. So when your best relievers are pitching in a game where you're behind, you run the risk of running your pitchers out there too many times, and then everybody on the opposing team gets a look, and you start to deal with fatigue. I think that's probably the bigger story, is the Dodgers have just had their thumb on the Brewers. They've taken the leads, the proper leads, when they've needed to, when there's been decisions and the game hasn't been, in the balance, where, the Brewers just have been chasing games. And credit to the Dodgers for that. So I don't think you can lay that on Terang, though, and not getting out of the way of a pitch that's heading for his kneecap. I think we all have that reaction.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just so everybody knows, BA is super generous with this time. In between meetings, is going to go meet with the Brewers in like a little less than 10 minutes here. So only hit you with a couple more, BA. And our audience, like, I think grooves on the fact that Femi and myself, we love sports broadcasting. Like, love the art of play-by-play. Like, we love you. Like, we shower you with praise when we come on the show. We're not blowing smoke. Like, you're exceptional. So I want to hit you with a couple broadcasting questions before we get you out of here. And the first one is going to be a big compliment to what you guys at Turner are doing just on the whole, where, like, Adam Lefko is a buddy of mine, and I think he's awesome. The studio shows are star-studded, like news-making, and are tremendous. They're funny. It's a great hang. Like, you're obviously great. You're doing multiple sports. It just, not that it didn't feel big before, but it feels, like, gigantic now. These sporting events are spectacular. Do you feel that right now when you're doing these broadcasts for Turner?
Well, I don't about myself. I mean, I'm still just, you know, on the assembly line part of it. You know, I appreciate you saying all that, and that's for others to determine. And, you know, we, especially Adam and I, you know, because we're obviously in a different era now. Ernie Johnson still works for us, but Adam is that guy, that next guy. And then we have Marv Albert, Kevin Harlan for years, Ian Eagle, and they're all gone now. So, you know, it's kind of up to Adam and I to carry this amazing legacy that these guys started at TNT Sports. And, you know, it goes back with all legendary play-by-play broadcasters like Dick Stockton and Harlan and Ian and Marv and those guys. So I feel a great responsibility to try to not just keep the excellence on the air, you know, that part of it, but also just the culture of it, just to make people who do come work with us feel welcome and that they can perform at their best ability. And we're kind of moving into that next wave of college basketball, which is coming up next, you know, and Chris Webber's back with us again. And, you know, we've got some things that we are excited about for college basketball in the Big East and the Big 12. So I do think that's really important to us. And, you know, we did Roland Garros, Lefko and I, the French Open, and we took the same kind of sensibilities to that. And so that it's mostly the same bosses that are in place, and they've kind of handed us the keys on some level. And the last thing we want to do is destroy a legacy that they've built. And we probably spend way too much time obsessing over making sure that we can carry that towards, you know, to this next phase of what TNT Sports is going to be.
No, that's why you guys are great. And I know you know that. Final one here, like 30 seconds for the answer. You're really humble, and I think that that's awesome, because, like, I hope you know that you're awesome, but you are very humble. Like, do you ever, like, everything you just said, with all those names and that, like, Adam's the guy in studio or like, on site, and you're the guy on play-by-play, do you ever stop and think, like, man, like, this is really cool?
Oh, every day. Every day, I'm really grateful to be in this. And, you know, I spent 9 years calling minor league baseball in the Texas League. So I was before that, even I was a cameraman and I worked in graphics. So believe me, there's nobody who is more grateful and feels luckier to be in the position I'm in than I am. I know that, and I'm very thankful for that. And I love it. Like, I love being in this mix and in the fire and being able to see these sporting events and call these athletes and their incredible achievement. So it's never lost on me, man. I promise you that he'll never be one of those things where I'm feeling myself because I don't come at life that way, first of all, but I especially don't come at broadcasting that way.
No, and when you say you love it, like, I mean, and we're not blowing smoke when we say this. Like, we love, like, listening to you and watching you call these games. Like, you do an exceptional job. I'm not just saying that. You are super generous with your time ahead of calling an NLCS game. Thank you so much, and we look forward to doing this again.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me. See you guys.
Brian Anderson joining us here on the show. Great stuff from BA. He's very humble.
Yeah.
Very humble.
He's awesome, though.
You think he knows, like, think he knows how good he is, and he's just like, yeah, I'm not gonna say it out loud, but he knows. He knows, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, his work speaks for itself. Like, I'm sure he reviews his work, and he's like, hey, I did a hell of a job on that call. But, like, that whole time, I was just thinking about, like, how lucky, like, for Brewers fans who have Brian Anderson on a nightly basis, for Dodgers fans, like, Joe Davis, he's been doing the American League, he's gonna be doing the World Series for Fox.
Dude, I get, like, Mike Breen on Knicks games. I get Mike Breen on Knicks games. Like, how awesome is that?
Like, that's incredible. Like, and like, I'm a Mariners fan. Like, I think they do an awesome job. Like, Aaron Goldsmith's amazing. And like they used to have Dave Sims, who now does radio for the New York Yankees out there in New York. But like it's so awesome that these guys, there's fan bases that get them on a nightly basis, and they should feel so lucky because these are the guys that we get to enjoy for the big moments. They get to enjoy them for almost the entire year.
Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, is with us. Bill, are you here?
I am indeed.
Well,
there we go.
I'd love to know, like, what were you doing, Bill?
That led those to 2 seconds.
I was making Nick Costos promo destroying the Steelers.
Oh, okay. I have to be honest. Much like Scarface says in Half Baked, I believe him. Bill, do you think Brian Anderson? It's tough to say because, like, he's in between meetings. He's got a ton. He's on the field. He's got a ton going. Also, like, that golf lingo went away. I didn't even know what the hell he was talking about. He's like, the beaver ball. Pelt. It's like,
the Pro V1. Yeah.
When he said that, I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm just going to ignore it and just be like, wow, like, wow, like, great, great stuff, BA. Now on to my question. Bill, do you, be honest, do you think that Brian Anderson enjoyed that interview, or do you think he's like, I'm doing it because, like, they asked me and, like, whatever.
No, I think he absolutely likes the interview. He likes going on with you guys. He would not go on in between manager meetings if he didn't want to do the show. He would just say, hey, guys, right. I got too much going on today. I can't do it. Yeah. That's it. It's
he had a simple boatload of excuses. Yeah. If he didn't want
now, to. Now, Bill, on. Now, well, let's dig a little deeper. Bill, how many times did you ask him to come on prior to Brian Anderson confirming the spot today? Like, how many?
Just once. He was supposed to come on last week. Things changed, and he said, let's do it next week. And I texted him on Monday, and we set it up for Friday. It was really easy, actually.
Like, how cool is that? Like, I have to be honest. I can't deal with, between the two of you with the dogs barking. I can't handle it.
It's not Willow. I'll tell you that right now. It's not.
I can't handle it. I can't deal.
The puppy has made things chaotic over here.
How cool is it? Like, that's why I had to ask him that question. But he's like, Marv Albert and the changing of the guard. He's like, and it's me. Yeah. Man. That is cool.
Pretty awesome.
He's a great dude. So we love that from our friend Brian Anderson. On the other side, a good paisan joins the show. Our friend Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer, soccer bets for the weekend, and NFL bets for the weekend as well.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.